You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We are live from the Traveling Investors Bank studio at Jets Camp, Jets Training Camp 2019. And I just saw Ira in Staten Island and 75 guys just like Ira in Staten Island who were hanging out. There's a bunch. It's like a Jet fan fest over here. And if you step out there, I got a feeling you're going to sign 7 million autographs.
Well, the good thing is that practice starts very shortly.
Right.
And
the better news is Joe Douglas is about to sit down with us. Look at this.
Hey, Joe, how are you?
Brand new Jets GM, Joe Douglas, is with us. We are live right now, so... put that offensive lineman mouth to bed for a second. we have him here. All right, good. We got his mic up. So far, how's this been? I mean, you jump into a situation where the roster is what it is. You weren't a part of the draft. You weren't a part of free agency. But now this is your team. What's that like?
I mean, it's been great. Starting week 10 yesterday. So it's where you get here the last week of OTAs and you're all fired up and everyone's like, I'm out for vacation. So no, it's been good. That gave me the opportunity to spend some time with people around the building, get to know them, and a lot of good people here. So just fired up.
How is your staff coming together?
Yeah. We're very fortunate to get some really good people. So able to hire Rex Hogan from the Indianapolis Colts and someone that I had known for a long time. Unbelievable evaluator and a better person. Able to get Chad Alexander from the Ravens, just a phenomenal guy as well. So, and then Phil Savage, who used to run the Senior Bowl. So, you know, couldn't be more excited.
Well, Phil was also with the Ravens as well. So yeah. He's been around and he's going to be a good sounding board, I'm sure, for you. This is your first foray into this. I mean, you've been around some really good general managers, aggressive general managers like Howie Roseman down in Philadelphia.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what do you take from those guys when you come to a job like this and now all of a sudden you become the man making those decisions?
You know, I mean, I could talk for hours about guys like Ozzy and people like Howie Roseman, but just the consistency that Ozzy Newsome brought every day. What a great leader of men he is. And, you know, just his stability, his ability to communicate, manage people, unbelievable decision maker. And then with Howie, I mean, as smart as there is in this business, aggressive mindset, and just unbelievable ability to manage the cap.
You know, when I see you bring in a guy like Ryan Khalil, the first thing that I think of is that would be something that Howie Roseman would do. Like, he would go out there and try to find the guy, bring a guy in here that's going to make a difference or supposed to make a difference. Plus, your background is offensive line.
Right.
You look at you. You're an offensive lineman yourself.
Through and through.
That's exactly right. So, but, you know, that to me tells me that you do take what Howie taught you, maybe what Pace taught you, maybe what Ozzie Newsome taught you to root, and you're actually going to start putting that into effect here.
Right.
I mean, is that a hard thing for you to do? Like, you know, like pick up the phone and say, we want you here, Ryan, and we're going to pay you this kind of money? And this is what the deal is?
No, it actually wasn't a hard thing. It was actually probably the easiest conversation I've had. And like you said, I mean, with those three guys, with Ryan, Ozzy, and Howie, it all starts up front, right? And, you know, me playing offensive line basically all through college and growing up, you know, it starts with the offensive line. So that sense of tempo and mentality of your team. And when you can have a great offensive line led by great people, so it's a no-brainer. And so when the word came available that, hey, you know, Ryan might have interest in coming here, you can't express how exciting that is, that a guy who's a five-time Pro Bowler, a two-time first-team All-Pro, great leader, unbelievable player in person, wants to be here, you know, and – It's an easy decision to make, and so you just work out the details of how you get this done. And like I said, when we first got here, I just you know, when I addressed the team, I mean we all could have been anywhere, but we all chose to be here, right now. And so the excitement level's high, and when good people and good players want to be here, I mean that's really exciting.
Talking to Jets general manager Joe Douglas on the Fan CBS Sports Network. How about the decision to come here and that whole process? How difficult was it for you to leave what was a great situation, and knowing that, that this was it, this was the place? Talk me through that time period where you're making a decision, you're talking to your colleagues and peers and your family. What was that like for you?
Yeah, you know, that was a not an easy decision to leave a place in Philly that's firing in all cylinders right now, and great ownership, great head coach and Doug Peterson, and a really deep team, and was able to do a lot of great things there. So when you get the call, one, you're flattered to be part of the search. Two, having the relationship with someone in the building already, like Adam.
With Adam, right, yeah.
Yeah, so having spent time the year with Adam in Chicago, having a comfort level with him as a person, him as a coach. And then you just kind of do some research on the team and the organization. And you know, when you get in the building and you meet with Christopher Johnson, when you meet with people in the building, you realize how good, how genuine and authentic people are in this building. How there's so many good people. They genuinely want to win. They're willing to do whatever it takes to win. And you felt the excitement, and I can't tell you how great it was spending that time with Christopher.
Did you have a perception of what the Jets were before you got to know everybody?
Yeah, I think everyone has a perception on every team. I'd seen the Jets have success when Rex came up from Baltimore. And so I knew that it was a terrific fan base, and I knew that there was ownership that wanted to win terribly. So I had the perception of the Jets as just being a team that constantly wants to compete, and I'd seen them have success within the last 10 years. So it just was a good fit.
And the New York media side of things, and being the guy front and center, is this something you thought about? Because, you know, when you're a guy who's in a front office that's highly thought of, it's a lot easier to deal with. And Philadelphia's one of those towns, but you didn't have to meet with the media. You didn't have to do a lot of that stuff. So, you know, now you're here in New York as the guy. Did that cross your mind?
You know, even though I wasn't out as much as Howie, I was exposed to the media, and, Philly media is tough. And that was kind of a good foray into dealing with the media. So right now it's been great. But you have to have a certain level of mental psychological toughness to be able to work in this profession, not only in my profession, but these guys on the field. I mean, they're facing adversity weekly, daily. So you prepare, and we've got a great group of guys in the building that get me prepared every week for whenever I have to get in front of you guys, and so it's been great.
I've really never heard an offensive lineman talk this much, to be honest with you. But we're talking to Jets GM Joe Douglas. You've been here for 10 weeks, as you said. So take the Jet fan through exactly what the GM role is right now. Is you're in the middle of training camp, and you're obviously assessing your own team, talking to your coach and all that other stuff. What are you guys doing within your office as this is going on?
Yeah, so that's great. We get back. We came back early. Some of us never left for the summer, but we came back. The scouts, all of our area scouts came in about a week before camp started. And so with us not having the ability to introduce the new guys to the area scouts, it was important for them to come in early, for us to spend time together, for us to go over the new grading scale, for us to really hit, so we're going to be able to hit the ground running when we all get back together in December to go to set the initial draft board. So that was the first week, was just getting our area scouts in, us speaking the same language, and then we come out here for the first week and a half, and we evaluate the team. And so it's important for our area scouts, when they go out on the road, that they have a baseline of what they're comparing college guys to. And so they come out here on a daily basis, they evaluate our team, then we get together as a group, we go over the entire team, we sit in personnel meetings with the coaches, Adam sits in our personnel meeting, and so basically everyone speaking the same language, everyone on the same page. And so the scouts hit the road last week, they're out in training camps now, and they do a phenomenal job.
So they're visiting other training camps as well.
They're going out to other college training camps.
College
right
training
yeah,
camp.
Yeah, not pro training
All right,
camps.
What about the pro side of it, things, and how like you could fix a problem that you may see happening? You know, I don't know where that problem may lie on your team, but when cut down days come and all that other stuff, you guys are scouring those things as well, right?
Right. So that process started once the first week of games have come in on video. And so, you know, we have our processes in place. We put our shortboard, shortlist list together, our workout list together. So we've stacked that board initially for the guys that are currently on the street. And then now we're just grinding on the tape that's come in for this week. And so we'll get together as a pro scouting staff. And, you know, we have our processes in place. We'll have our claim board ready.
I was just going to say, heck, your kicker just retired in the middle of this whole thing.
Right.
So
right.
You guys are now obviously have to be scouring the wires for kickers and everything else.
Absolutely.
Right?
Justin improvised. We had some guys come in for a workout Saturday. And so, you know, it's constantly, our list is going to constantly evolve. You know, you got to be flexible and fluid, and you got to be able to adjust and improvise. And, you know, we're going to be ready, you know, when we need to fill a hole.
It's got to be an interesting thing to have so many new players on the roster. You're the new general manager, but you're not the guy who brought most of them here. So you're here with a bunch of new guys. You're the new guy as well, but you don't have a connection yet, really. When you come in, you look at an offseason that just happened that you weren't the author of. How does that work? How does that feel? Does it feel like it's your roster yet?
It's odd. I mean, the timing of it all was odd, right? Like I said, you get here and, hey, everybody, and everyone's gone, you know, for vacation. So the timing of that was odd. But you said the right word is connection. And that's what I've really tried to do is just kind of make a connection with the people that I don't know. Obviously, I had a relationship with some of the guys on staff here from Chicago or other places. Brought in some new people on staff that I talked about. But also making connection with these guys, you know, getting to know some of these players and building relationship with these guys and just kind of, you know, seeing what makes them tick and, you know, their personality, getting to know their personalities and meeting their families out of camp. It's been great. So, look, I mean, the fact that, you know, whether or not I chose them to be here, I mean, that's irrelevant. I mean, I'm excited that these guys are all out here competing every day and laying it on the line every day. And it's fun to see the energy and the competition level of practice and getting to know these guys and meeting their families out here. It's been good.
Well, how about your responsibilities now? Because your responsibilities are different than what you're a decision maker now.
Yeah.
You're a guy that obviously has impact. So when you walk around, it's a little bit different. You know, they know that you're out there. So, and you have to adjust to that as well. I would imagine that's a little different kind of feeling for yourself.
Right. Yeah, but it's a little different. But, you know, I can only be me, and I'm not one of these general managers that's going to walk by players and not talk to them. Or I have to build a relationship. I have to know these guys. And look, at the end of the day, we know this is a business. We know it's a 90-man roster right now, and it's, you know, we got to find the best 63. You know, 53 plus 10 practice squads. So they know it's a business, and but. That doesn't mean you can't have a great relationship with these guys.
So I'm going to name a couple players. You tell me if McCagnan overpaid him or not. Joe, it's a pleasure talking to you, man.
All right, great to see you guys.
Best of luck, man. All right, nice meeting you.
You got me going there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.